As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada. This program's called The Burrow. I'm your host, Andy Resto, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. And this week, in a little bit, I will have an interview with the rock and roll band from Detroit, Michigan. Exciting to have a group from Detroit on the show. First time. I've got family from Detroit. It's nice to represent your roots sometimes. Timmy's Organism. They are going to be here in Vancouver on Wednesday at the Fox Cabaret, and they took the time to do a little phone interview with me literally about 20 minutes ago while they were on the road in their van. So it's an interesting one. And, you know, it's not the cleanest sound or anything, but it's good. It's informative. That's what I'll get to in a second. Right now, we're going to hear some Sex Church to kick off the show, a great Vancouver band. At that Timmy's Organism show on Wednesday at the Fox, there's a band called the John Frum who are going to be one of the openers, and it is comprised of members of Sex Church as well as Defectors and Von Bingen, so we'll hear some of that as well. This is Growing Over to kick things off here on The Burrow. Then we'll hear some Timmy's Organism and get into the interview. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Sex Church from the 2011 or 12, circa 11 or 12 record, Growing Over. That's the title track, Growing Over, here on the Borough CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. As I mentioned at the top, I have an interview that I just very recently recorded with Timmy's Organism, a three-piece psych rock, psych punk group from Detroit, Michigan, who have a brand new record called Heartless Heathen out on Third Man Records, a label based out of Detroit, run by Jack White. I'm not sure how much that thrills me, but the label is doing all right. They put out the new Wolf Eyes record as well, a new Timmy's Organism record. We're going to hear a track from that new record called Please Don't Be Going, and then I'll go ahead and just throw the interview out there. Slight content warning as far as some language, etc. I'll play a disclaimer for you all. So be aware if you are not interested in hearing some strong language at times, then you can go ahead and tune out for the next 20 minutes or so. If you don't mind, then stay tuned and you can hear an interview with Timmy's Organism from the road. Thank you.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
So how's everyone doing? Talking to the band Timmy's Organism from Detroit on the road. How is everybody?
I'm a shell of a man. I feel like a shell of a man.
Is that what the road will do to you?
No, just last night, man.
Okay. Where was last night? Where was the show? It was in California. Is that correct?
San Francisco at the Hemlock Tavern.
And it was it's a bit of a rager. Is it safe to say?
Rager, contagion. Everyone kind of hungover from everyone.
All right. How has the rest of the tour been thus far? You're pushing your way through it. Has it been a success, would you say?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, it's been solid, I think. We've had a really good response pretty much everywhere. Selling quite a bit of our merchandise.
They have a large following of cartoon characters big as now. Pretty cool.
Do you want to quickly go around the vehicle, I guess, and just introduce yourselves and say what you do in the band?
Sure. Can you hear everyone okay?
Yeah, it's a little quiet. If you can maybe...
Hold on. I actually tucked you in this bag.
There you are. Okay, here we go. Here.
How's that? I'll hold it up.
Yeah, I think that sounds a little better.
Cool. Okay. Did you hear the thing about the cartoon characters?
That's I did. I got that. It's gold. This is gold. Yeah.
All right. So, you know Tim Volger, the madman leader, fearless leader of Organism.
Were you introducing Blake Bumper Hill? I'm broke. Maddest. Drummer.
I'm just going to introduce Jeff.
Yeah, me and you together.
Jeff.
Giant. Bass. Crazy bass. Heavy bass. Bullish bass.
So, yeah, everyone needs to develop some stage names, because it seems as if Timmy Volger takes over, but we're all trying to get characters here. So, the new record is on the way, coming very soon. We just got it here at the station. How do you feel about it? Do you maybe want to talk about it? It's the first one on Third Man that you're doing after being on Sacred Bones for a while. And how is that, the whole experience of recording, gone?
We recorded a demo at AM 1610. A radio station in Hamtramck. It's like an underground radio station. Our friend Steve Cherry. And I was like, I want to record the record there. You know, it'll be simple and just blown out and wild and loud and crazy. And we did it. We recorded a demo. We recorded 8 songs. And I was like, I want to do it before we go on a tour. This is last year. And so we did that and then went on the road. And I'm like, well, we'll get those songs down when we're on the road. And so we had these demos and we... And they sounded great. They sound great. So those happened. But we ended up emailing the stuff to each other to get the masters, and I accidentally mailed the masters to Ben Blackwell from Third Man, thinking I was sending them to Blake Hill, the drummer of the band. And I didn't realize that until later. And I was like, whoa, hey, Ben, I actually sent you these demos, keep them top secret, but it's the new Timmy's Organism shit, I don't know, whatever. He goes, hey man, maybe Third Man will want to put this stuff on, I don't know if you're looking for a label. And I was like, well, really? And he's like, yeah, we put this stuff on, man, it's really, and he's like, we really love it, Ben Swank saw you play, and we loved it, and blah, blah, blah. So the next thing you know, that's how we got signed to Third Man, it's an accidental email.
All right, well... Sometimes better be lucky than good.
Cool. And so, the record, so the recording process ended up happening kind of weird, too. I played the demos for a friend of ours, Bill Cozy, back home, who does, like, sound for Cheap Trick. He's been hanging out in the Detroit scene, rock and roll scene, punk scene for years. I've known him since I was 16, 17 years old. And he heard the demos, and he's like, want to record at United Sound? And United Sound is a legendary studio. Funkadelic recorded there, and Death recorded there, and everybody. So we recorded there, and it was amazing, and it felt great. We used our boy Adam Cox, who had a studio in Detroit and had to close down. He didn't have a studio. We wanted to work with him. So he came in and engineered at United Sound for us on 2-inch tape. And we were the first band to record on 2-inch tape since 1986 or something. I don't know, like the 80s. I don't know.
Yeah, man, they took the 2-inch tape machine out of there. They brought, like, a 2-inch tape machine back in for us because they wanted us to record straight tape. They had, like, a classic Neff Castle, which was pretty badass. We got to record in the same room, man, that, like, fucking Mitch Ryder, Troy Wheels, MC5, Jet Dash, dude, Whitney Houston. They had, like, fucking Anita Baker's, like, Sweet Love, like, platinum record, like, hanging in there, man. It's pretty badass. Same room, too, is, like, Aretha Franklin recorded Jumpin' Jack Flash with the Rolling Stones in the same room we recorded in. So it's like, deep in history, man.
Yeah, that was really the Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's not like...
So did you all pose and take your photo so that it'll be up there now in 20 years? People will be like, oh, wow, Timmy's Organism recorded here as well.
I should go back, give him a record. Yeah, right. Apparently, there. I don't know. That's it was super cool, man. Like, a bunch of people that were working, you know, they were recording, like, a gospel record. There's a guy, like, a hip-hop guy recording in there at the same time. And then they all came through to check out, like, the gear and stuff, and we got to hang out with all of them, and it was really cool. Great. It was a fun weekend, Mac.
So, the record,
we think it rocks.
Mm. Yeah, and then we brought the recording back over to, we only had 3 days in the studio, and we recorded on my birthday, and we were two songs in, and offering us tequila shots. But, like, then we had to finish the overdubs over in Hamtramck where me and Jeff live, and Blake was in Detroit. And we went over to Hamtramck, is a block from my house. I'd walk over there with my guitar, my lyrics, and it was pretty convenient and amazing to just walk over around the corner to finish the recording with Adam Cox. He used to have a place called the Brooksfield Gentlemen's Club, which used to be Malcolm X High School in Detroit, but they
okay,
right? Malcolm X School of Music is where it was an abandoned thing, and then somebody restored it, and he had his studio in there. And we recorded our second album there. But anyways, yeah. So yeah, the recording experience is pretty awesome.
Great, cool. And so you are from Detroit originally, as you said. Do you feel that influence, is there a particular Detroit influence that you think you bring in your sound?
Yeah. Undoubtedly, for sure. We're just excited to be part of, like, a long lineage of awesome, like, music being put out of Detroit. That's, like, my opinion.
I feel like living in Detroit is, I don't even know what it's like to live somewhere else, so living in Detroit is just like a kind of a hermit crab, or I'm under a rock, or like rock and roll, I don't know, man. I don't know, being like savage and mutated a little bit in life, and being like, living kind of hard is my whole life, and loving punk rock my whole life, that's what we want to do. I want to start a motorcycle or might as well plug my guitar in and fucking turn it up to fucking 11, you know.
So
yeah, man,
you you were Timmy, you were the front man of Human Eye as well. And I saw that Humanize was on a punk, like a Detroit punk compilation, and I'm blanking on the name of it now. Does that ring a bell of what that might be? And do you maybe want to talk about some great punk bands in Detroit that are going on right now that people might not know about?
The compilation you're talking about for the band Epileptics, my first band, actually my third band, but sort of my third band. But it's actually my first real band. Are you talking about the Epileptics? But you were talking about a compilation.
Yeah, it's like, is all Detroit punk bands, like the subtitle is like Great New Detroit Punk or something along those lines?
Shiflets Decay on X Records.
Yes, Shiflets Decay. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that was a Humanize song was on there. It's also on our second album, Fragments of the Universe Nurse.
Yeah, and are there good, so either on that record or nowadays, are there good young punk bands in Detroit or a good scene happening that people might not generally know about?
I'll make a plug for the other bands I play in, the Cheetahs and Eroders. They're both pretty all right bands, I'd say.
Pretty all right? Okay.
Yeah, this is all right, I'd say. Worth checking out for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of young punks in Detroit, man. They can great shit. They're really good. Like, you know, you go to, like, fucking pop-up place. Shit, it's a good show. It's good.
Some of our favorites, I don't know, like, Deadly Vipers, Fake Surfers, Johnny Ill Band. There's so many around. Like, what are some of your favorites?
I like karaoke music. I'm just kidding. No, I like Pretty Ghouls, yeah, and the fact that there's like the folk blues night over at Richie Wolfile's record store. Lo and behold, he has like this folk blues night where Danny Krolhoff, Demolition Doll Rods, and the Gorries, he did a great like solo blues album, like gospel blues album. That's pretty mind blowing and bring a tear to your eye. It's amazing. And he'll play there, and Dave Morrison, who's really great. The Potions are a great band. There's a lot of cool stuff you can do. There's always something you can do in Detroit, whether it's music or just sitting your ass at a bar and have a beer. Debaucherous, but you gotta say,
whoa, that's not Tuesday night? Oh, my God.
But, you know.
The music seems really solid, though. I think it's awesome. Yeah. There's always, like, new bands, like, popping up.
Druid Perfume and Moon Harry, Jimbo Easter's Project. Yeah. Nia Salmon doing crazy glass art. Like, there's so many artists. Those are the guys from the Piranhas. And then, you know, we had the Terrible Twos who were inspired off the Piranhas, kind of, in a way. They were, like, a weirdo. Like, there's Frustrations who are now Paint Thinner. You have Brad Hales with People's Records, and he's got his soul DJ night. Gets blown out to Germany to DJ. Johnny Laser, who's in Human Eye, who plays in Beast. Offset of Beset by Creatures of the Deep, which is a cool band. And, there's tons of people doing stuff. If I didn't name them all, but, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's so much going on. There's a ton of stuff going on in Detroit.
That's great.
Musically, artistically, creatively.
Cocaine running around my heart, and it's running through my brain. 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
International is a non-profit, non-partisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver. And this program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. If you've been tuned in, then you have heard the first half of an interview that I did with Detroit-based band, Timmy's Organism, who are on tour right now in support of their brand new record called Heartless Heathen, out on Third Man. And they are heading up the coast right now. We're in San Francisco last night and heading up towards Vancouver as we speak. I spoke to them an hour or so ago while they were in their van driving. And they're coming to Vancouver eventually on Wednesday night, the 11th, playing at the Fox Cabaret with Manic Attracts and a new band called The John From. We heard before those messages a group called The Pretty Ghouls, who are a Detroit punk group, all-female punk group, and sounds very good. Sounds riotous, sounds loud. And that song was called Cool Girls, and you can find at least some of their music on Bandcamp, prettyghouls.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear a song from The Frustrations right now, another Detroit band, called Psychedelic Motor Crash, which was on a compilation that I was chatting about in the interview earlier called Shiftless Decay, which came out a few years back. And it's a compilation of a bunch of weirdo rock punk bands from Detroit that are going on nowadays. Human Eye, which is another band of Timmy Vulgar, the frontman of Timmy's Organism. Human Eye is another group he's in, and they were on that compilation as well, Shiftless Decay. We're going to hear the song from Frustrations on this record, Psychedelic Motor Crash. And then on the other side of that, we will hear the remaining 13 minutes or so of the Timmy's Organism interview. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Stay tuned.
Yeah. that boring. So it's, if it is, then I don't know, something in the water or something.
Blood pressure. Yeah, growing pains.
Growing pains.
They're, all those guys, they're like young guys. Yeah. They got tons of fans. Those dudes are so hardworking. They're out there.
Great. So the...
definitely something in the Detroit River water.
That's an incinerator.
Incinerator air. It's all the mercury, man.
So the next thing I was going to get to is, yeah, Detroit in general. So I saw a kind of a goofy video of Timmy cooking a Mexican meal on Vimeo. I don't know if you remember doing this.
Wait, is this not a video right now?
No, not yet.
Oh, shit.
But it is like making tacos or something. But what I was going to ask in general.
My hustle. That's how I make my money.
Oh, no, that shit's good as fuck, man. Yeah.
So I was going to ask, what are other great Mexican joints in Detroit, or just good food joints in Detroit?
Oh, yeah, so many. Southwest Mexican Town, man, is great in Detroit. Where do you like to go?
Nuestra La Familia is badass.
I like to go to a place called Taco Lupita. They have great El Pastor.
There's Mexican. I'm glad there's a Mexican town there because I would probably not live there.
You can leave. Yeah, it's like authentic. Dude.
It's super
like,
authentic.
Yeah, it's like you're in, like, it's really there.
We've had just, the Mexican we can have in Detroit is just as good as the West Coast that we've been on the road right now.
That's really good stuff, dude.
But they have pork chili verde out here, and it's, blows my mind, and you can't get it in Detroit like you can out here. They might have pork cooked in green sauce or something. And right now we're at the toll thing. Emergency parking only, pay toll. I'm reading signs. There's a bush. Oh, there's John F. McCarthy Memorial Bridge. What's we're about to head up on. Just letting you guys know out there about radio land.
That's good. You need to get the scenery. Are you worried about are crossing the country border?
No, not really.
I'm wanted in all 50 states, baby.
So how?
In all 600 countries.
For crime against soul.
Rock and roll. We're out rock and roll outlaws, man. We're on the run right now. We don't say we're going on tour. We're going bar hop.
Yeah, Timmy's organized the 2015 bar crawl.
On the Lamb Tour 2015. So you all seem to be in other bands. How is it managing? Is Timmy's organism seen as a side project, or is it something that you're focused on now? How is
we're
it managing?
We're a real
managing?
Band. We're a rock and roll band. We're a real band. We're a rock and roll band.
I think it's just like the primary project. We're totally focused on this right now. It's like, it's been pretty awesome. The tour's been great. Just going to see how far we can take it, you know? Take it to the fucking moon.
Yeah. Mars.
Why not? Are there any other side projects that any of you are involved in, other than maybe cooking? Any art projects, things like that?
I'm building an electric chair for art
is that
installation.
Actually, or is that?
Yeah. And they have like it's called the Hatch Gallery. And like, they have like it's like the old police station in Hamtramck. So like, I'm building an electric chair to go in one of the jail cells downstairs.
Very cool. And so is that? Is that like a... Do you have, like, wood or metalworking background, or is it more of an art project?
Oh, it's going to look like a chair. It's going to look like old Sparky.
Okay.
I do some, I'm interested in design work, architectural, industrial, graphic, like, design. I work at an architecture firm back in Michigan to pay the bills and stuff, and do some side projects with my girlfriend, Caitlin. Who's also an architectural designer. But, it's fun. It's a cool time to be in Detroit. We've been doing a lot of this work, so cool.
Great.
I usually sleep until about 3 p.m., and I crawl out of bed with underwear stuck to my butt.
Yeah.
And pull it off. And then I'm like, whoa, I gotta go get a coffee. And then I go get a coffee at the store across the street from the bar I work at. And then I pay my rent like three houses down from that.
So you try to live within a three-block radius most of the time.
Yeah, it's like, Hamtramck's like a luxury trailer park. I don't know. I do paint. Hello?
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah, still here.
I paint and I draw and I do home recordings. I haven't done it in a while, but and I do my taco night thing and I visit my girlfriend Alyssa in Indiana and that's what I've been doing and like hanging out like I don't know Detroit I don't know when the winter's coming up so it's gonna be on the road like be on the West Coast
yeah imagine any
it's summer now
any good road games to share.
I've been playing Nintendo.
You have a Nintendo?
I've been playing Roll Down the
Window. Well,
I've been playing Party.
I've been rolling down the window every 15 minutes.
To just get some fresh air and breathe a little bit.
Yeah. I just got to clear it out, dude.
I have a reputation with these guys that I part a lot. Actually, I do. It's not even a reputation. It's what I do. Dude. And I can't. If they ain't paying rent, I got to kick them out. You know, the gas. You know, it's like, I got to let it go. You know, that one was laid up. There it goes. We got to stop for like an hour for Jeff to go to the bathroom.
You know what I'm saying?
You want to
get up and go and realize
you finished
up.
Get up, get out. Right. One of our hit songs on our new album.
Yeah. Have you been to Vancouver, Canada in the past? Is there anything you're looking forward to in particular?
Yeah, this is our second time in Vancouver for this band and third time me. You and I was there too. So, yeah, Vancouver rules. Everyone last time was singing along and
going wild. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, we walked in and they were rehearsing like an epic and angry anthem play, man. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Cobalt, that was what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Cobalt.
I ran into some Finlanders. I was wearing a shirt, Finnish shirt. It's a Finland Suomi. I'm half Finnish. And these Finnish people came up to me. They were blown away by my shirt because they were in Vancouver. Canada, and they've never seen Finnish people in their life. And that's usually when Finnish people see other Finnish people, they freak out because it's rare to see other Finnish people. I don't know why, but most of them live in the UP of Michigan, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So it's kind of cool when you see another Finnish person. But that was in Vancouver last year.
I like the BC Bud. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. There are dispensaries about every corner. So, anyhow, about wrapping up here, got about a few minutes. Any profound insights that you need to get out to the world that you have come across over the last couple weeks?
When you're in LA, you can't tag that you're hanging out with L. Ron Hubbard. That's a ripoff.
That was Jeff.
All right.
Insights. Just in general? I don't know. Jim, I think you might have the best answer to this one.
Rock and roll. Love each other. Be patient. Move forward. Be positive. And that's it.
Rock and roll,
slaptonium, rubber dust.
Stressing on the rock and roll part.
All right, great. Well,
stressing part. Or rock and roll, man. Doesn't rock and roll mean all that anyway, right?
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time. Do you want to let everybody know when the new record's coming out and how they might be able to find it or to find any of your music?
It was released on Halloween. It's out now.
I thought it was end of November. It's out? Bro. It might be a Canadian date, I'm thinking.
Maybe Canadian date. But not sure. But it's out in the U.S. I think you can order.
If anybody wants to order it from Third Man,
they can get a free copy from the Canadian Day. Or, yeah, I don't know. You should be able to find it in your record shop soon, I'm sure.
There's some great reviews online, actually.
You can find it in your grocery freezer, man. Yeah.
One of the reviews says, shit sandwich.
Okay, I got it. Spinal Tap, got it.
So, wait. So you guys are based out of Vancouver?
Yeah.
Well, we're playing. Where are we? What's the venue?
We're playing in Vancouver
on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're playing there on Wednesday at the
Fox. Fox Cabaret.
Fox Cabaret. Yeah.
It's a good place. It's a good place.
You know what's going on.
You'll find your way here somehow, I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Definitely.
Jeff's hoping it's Vancouver. I'm taking our van to Cougarland. But, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Whoa, check out those mountains. We're driving through the hills out of San Francisco. It's beautiful right now. It's great.
It'll stay there.
And we want to say hello to all our Detroit friends.
Yeah.
We miss you guys. And we want to say thank you to all the people that came to our shows on the tour so far. We got about 2 weeks left, two weeks and 3 days or something. We're doing a bunch of dates. You can look at us at Third Man Instagram. We got a bunch of photos we posted. We have a video coming out that Demon Babies, Jesus Rivera, and Johnny Prey helped us make, and it's going to be coming out soon. And our record's out. We got 45s. We got T-shirts that we need to get the hell. We have 300 T-shirts. You don't believe how many shirts.
Buy our shirts. So much room in this van is fucking ridiculous.
And those shirts are taking up all the space. I sleep in the box of T-shirts and cuddle with them T-shirts because there's so many of them. They're so soft and cotton. All right.
But yeah, cool.
With that, thanks for taking the time, and I'll catch you on Wednesday.
What time do you go?
In about 5 minutes, then this is going to be...
All right, let's do it. Okay, let's do it right now. We're going to listen to ourselves.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discord or magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 4 is happening this Tuesday, November 10th, featuring Critics, Hill Beast, and Winona Forever. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Paul. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this program has been The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, and this show is on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., If you've been tuned in, then you just heard an interview that I recorded earlier this afternoon with Timmy's Organism, a band from Detroit. I have a new record called Heartless Heathen out now. Timmy's Organism is going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret this Wednesday, November 11th, along with Manic Attracts and a band called the John Frum. So the John Frum is apparently a brand new group, but comprised of members from Sex Church, Defectors, and the group I've got in the background right now, Von Bingen. So it should be a pretty good group. Excited to see it. Excited to see Timmy's Organism. Thank you to those guys for taking the time while on the road to chat with me a bit. And looking forward to seeing them on Wednesday. I thought I had one other thing to say. Before the messages, I did play a group called The Cheetahs, which is another project of one of the members of Timmy's Organism. So they are from Detroit, and that song was called Dynamite. Those guys have a lot of side projects / real bands that they are also involved with, so go ahead and look into their discographies and check it out. Lots of good things going on in Detroit nowadays. There's a compilation I mentioned during the interview called Shiftless Decay. Good record to check out to see some weirdo bands that are going on right now in the Detroit punk scene. Alrighty. To wrap things up this week, we're going to go ahead and hear the rest of this Von Bingen track. It's called Eyeglasses of Kentucky. And then to close this show, I'm going to play Medicine, a song by Softis from their record Dark Power. Softis, aside from being a great band here in Vancouver, is playing next Monday, not this Monday night, but next Monday night, the November 16th, here at CITR on Exploding Head Movies from 8 to 9 p.m. So stay tuned for that. Keep your ears peeled. And thank you all for listening. Tune in next week. Should have Mel Padgett from Mass Marriage joining me on the show. Stay tuned to CITR. A Little Bit of Soul on next.